Welcome to Love Well on Purpose, a 5-minute podcast giving you tips and encouragement to love the people around you with intentionality. I'm your host, Rachel Shelb. We all need support, whether it's financial, emotional, physical, or spiritual. We all need to know that somebody is there to help us. This episode will discuss ways you can support local or global ministries that may need some extra love this year. Let's get to it. According to Feeding America's website, on July 21, 2020, from the beginning of March through the end of June, food banks nationwide distributed more than 1.9 billion meals to people facing hunger in the United States. In March alone, because of the pandemic, food banks gave out 20% more food than an average month. Generally speaking, during the winter months, food banks always see an increased need. This year, that need is exacerbated by the impact this pandemic has had on employment and finances. Around the world, pastors and missionaries often rely on teams from churches to come and serve, accomplishing tasks for building facilities, providing medical aid, or ministering in the local towns and villages. With borders being closed and travel being stifled, those trips have been canceled, and the local pastors and missionaries have missed out on face-to-face encouragement, as well as extra hands and feet to do the physical work. There is local and global work to be done for the kingdom of God. Showing hospitality means supporting these nonprofits, organizations, and ministries. We may be stuck at home or facing our own financial challenges, but there are still things we can do to provide support. The first thing we can do is pray. Pray by name for local and global missions. Pray for the food banks and the schools as they provide more meals to children and families than they have in previous years. Pray for the missionaries and church planters that are struggling with discouragement and a lack of help without teams coming. Pray for God to provide their every need. Second, do something. If all you can do is donate a box of cereal or a jar of peanut butter to a local food bank, do it. That's awesome. If you can donate a week's worth of food, do it. That's awesome. If you can donate financially so that 30 families are fed for a month, please do it. That would be awesome. When we give what we have, God always blesses and multiplies the offering. We don't have to go hungry ourselves just to help others. However, if we have the resources to donate $5 one time to a local food bank or nonprofit serving in your community, do it. Support them however you can and trust God to fill in the rest. The third thing we can do is share the needs. As you know of a need, after you have prayed for the need and done what you can, share it with others. Let them know of ways your friends can join in and support these local and global mission projects. You never know how something simple like sharing in conversation or on social media may have a ripple effect. On a very practical base level, please remember to offer support, not just to a ministry, church, or nonprofit, but offer support to those around you. Support at its most basic level means being willing to stand alongside, offer help when possible, and love well. Take some time and think and pray this weekend about how you can offer your support to those who are in need. When there are so many podcasts to choose from, I'm honored that you chose this one. To find show notes, go to rachelshelb.com/thepodcast. If you enjoy this topic and format, I'd love it if you'd subscribe and also share it with your friends and encourage them to join us. Leaving a review is helpful in making my podcast more visible to others. A new episode will appear each Friday. You can find out more about me by visiting my website, rachelshelb.com. Thanks for listening. Let's go love well on purpose.